everybody thinks that to, like, live on, you need to, like, live on through other people. Because other people are the only people who can document your history, because there's no one else. And so, it's like, if you, like, I think a lot of people think, like, if I'm not there for other people, like, there's not going to be, like, if I don't make other people happy, then there's not going to be any me. Like,
you're not significant, or you don't
matter. Yeah, because if you're, like, with other people, then you're not, like, in yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't really matter to yourself that much. And
yeah, a lot of people are like
that. Yeah. And then if you get into the cycle of, like, keeping to being, like, oh, I need, like, more people to, like, live on, and, like, not just being, like, haha, I'm gonna, like, do whatever, I'm gonna, like, just, like, and then also, that's, like, leading into something else, I feel like that's kind of why, like, a lot of people who are more introverted are usually smarter, because they, like, they have time to be in themselves. Like, even if you don't have friends, I mean, some people might say, like, it's bad that you don't have friends. And, like, sure, it's good to have, like, one or two really close friends.
Yeah, I agree.
But you want to have, like, closer, like, really close friends if you're going to have friends. And, like, ones that you can be extremely close with. Because if you have, like, a ton of friends, but none of them are, like, really good friends, then you'll, like, then it'll just start out with, like, you wanting to be cool or whatever, and just, like, trying to make them laugh, trying to make them do whatever. But then, if you're not, like, at least a bit introverted at times, like, if you're just living for being an extrovert, and just living in other people, then you start, like, creating the cycle of, like, always having to live live with other people, to be a person, and, like, to live.
Right, to have a sense of who you are.
Yeah, because I feel like some people who are always with their friends, they're like, oh, that person, like, never goes out of their house, like, they never do anything, like, they're such a loser, or whatever. It's kind of like, it's like, those are the people who are being nice to people. Like, those are the people who are, like, not hurting anybody, and they're not hurting themselves, because they know how to be by themselves. They know what their self is. And then the people who are just always relying on other people, they are mean because they don't have a sense of self. Like, a lot of times, like, if I was mean to a person, like, I would, like, and a lot of people say, like, how would you feel if this was happening to you? And I feel like a lot of people don't have a big enough sense of self to actually think, oh my god, like, that would feel terrible to be in that position. And so then it's just, like, them being mean, and then them getting picked on, sort of, by everyone else, because they don't know how to, like, look into themselves and know what they're doing. And then they get, like, they sad about that, and they feel like, just, like, they have no one, because everyone always thinks they're mean. When it's, like, really, they just need to remove themselves from everything for a while. And sort of
spit. They just need to sort of spit.
Yeah.
Only sometimes they don't.
No.
And it's like, those are the people who are like, they just don't feel like they have any self-worth because they almost, like, don't, in a way.
They almost don't know what it would be like to...
to be themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're always, like, other people.
Focused.
Like, yeah. It's almost like as if their group is one person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not living as individuals. They're mm-hmm. living as a group.
Right.
Of just one person. And so then when everybody becomes one person, you all, like, need each other to survive.
Oh, right.
And so it's like if one
they
part
all
of...
the same.
Yeah. It's like even, like, in anatomy, when one part of the body starts picking on another one, it usually collapses.
Mm, yeah.
Because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And... but then it's like... like bones or whatever, like foot bones perhaps, they don't usually, like, there are some people, like, they kind of don't collapse, I guess, sometimes. It's like you can be in a group, but then you can also be like individuals, and then you're individuals in a group. And that's how I think it's best to be. Because
mm-hmm.
then you can, like, be yourself. And you can, like, connect with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need that constant, like...
Reassurance
that they're always going to be there or else you're going to collapse.
Right.
It's like... some part of the body is attacking the other part of the body. And the brain is panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh no, what's gonna happen? What are we gonna do now? And then if you're like yourself, then you're not connected to other people and you don't have a need to be reassured by other people.
Well, you know, like you said though, I think you are still connected
well, yeah.
to other people, but you just don't have that.
You don't
neediness.
Have like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're all parts of a group, not parts of a body.
Right.
Like, groups who all rely on each other too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think even at other schools other than Waldorf schools, it's like, or maybe some Waldorf schools do it too, but I've heard about it mostly at schools that, like, aren't Waldorf and taught to be themselves,
mm-hmm.
they, like, are all themselves, and they're all one person.
Mm-hmm. They're not really thinking for themselves.
Bunch up, and they're, like, those people in those movies where, you know, like, in, what's it called? It's called Goosebumps 2.
Oh.
There were a lot of these teeny gummy bears who were, like, all over the floor.
Uh-huh.
And they were, like, coming at the children, and they were like... meow, 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 meow.
Oh.
And then they started building into each other. Mm. And then they got, like, bigger and bigger. But then if one of them got hurt, then automatically, like, they all just toppled.
Oh, wow.
Sort of. And mm-hmm. so... and so, like, that's why so many relationships probably fall apart, because so many people, it's like, you'd have to have, like, the perfect group
mm-hmm.
to be able to all stay together and be one person.
Right.
Like, you'd yeah. have to have the most
that's called group
perfect,
thing too.
Perfect, godly, like, amazingly, like, angelic group to just be together and be able to live that way, because then, like, yeah, but that just couldn't happen.
Yeah. Exactly. There's always somebody who's gonna express their uniqueness.
Yeah, and then somebody won't like it, and the group will go toppling down.
Yeah.
And maybe there'll still be half the group that's together, but it still won't be the whole person.
Yeah.
That it was.
Yeah.
Or if one person is excluded, it's still not the same.
Yeah. Oh, my wrist hurts. It's kind of like Fiddler on the Roof, you know? Or the dad. It's like his daughters keep changing, and the next one's more different than the last.
It's like, because he thinks that he's thinking for all these people.
Yeah.
Like, Tevye thinks that he's thinking for all these people. And so when one of them goes toppling down, they kind of all do.
Yeah.
Because well, then... they can't, because they're not, like, themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they aren't taught to be free. They're taught to, like, live in your family together, or always be with your family, whatever.
Always agree or do, you know, what your father says. And then when somebody like Hava comes along, she just ruins the whole thing, you know? And the whole family comes tumbling down.
Yeah.
Brenna, no. Yeah.
And so, like,
our Nini is listening.
Yeah. Okay. If you don't, like, if you're friends with other people, like, it's almost like our verse in sixth grade. If you can, it's like, if you, the poem is called If,
mm-hmm.
or and it's something like, if you can rely on others, but none, or if, no, if you can count on others, but none too much.
Mm.
And then the end of the poem is like, you're, you have the world and everything that is in it, and which is more life's true joy, you'll have won.
Mm.
And when I started thinking about, like, all this philosophical stuff, I, like, got that poem.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh, that's cool.
Like, that's basically, like, a depressed person's guide to life. Like, you should, you should email Mr. Fahaz and have him, like, give you that poem.
Oh.
And then just, you should, like, oh my god.
Oh wait,
that would be so great. So, like, you could give
sixth grade verse.
And it's called If. And I feel like if you gave it to them and said, okay, like, write as much as you can on what you think every line means.
Uh-huh.
And then, or, like, and then what, or, like, what the poem means as a whole.
Uh-huh.
Then I feel like those people would understand that you have to, like, rely on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rely on others and will count on others.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, not too much, or else you'll become this, like, hole, and you're just relying on everyone and blah, blah, blah. And then
you
topple, and then everything goes down, and you're feeling down, and you want to die, and then you're like, oh my god, and you're not thinking about yourself because you don't have a strong sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like, die, and then you're gone. And I mean, like, if
gone.
There was, yeah, if there was still some part of you that was alive, and then you were, like, surveying what had happened to you, you'd be like, wow, I don't feel it. But also, you couldn't do that because it's like...
You're not going to be there.
You're not going to be there. Yeah. And you'd just be gone. And it's like, oh my God.
So you can't even look back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? Why would you do that? Like...
Yeah, I think,
That's crazy. Even if
you're introverted and you could feel like, I still think you can kind of be living through other people and caring more about what they think of you than what you think of yourself. Because I think it does take some learning, I guess just others encouraging you to be yourself in order to be yourself, because, you know...
Well, also, I think sometimes...
When we're babies, we kind of are relying on our parents, yeah. And once you grow out of that, takes...
But I feel like also, like, I guess at a younger age, it would be good for your parents to be, like, try to be yourself, but it's, mm-hmm. like... And, like, you can... be yourself in whatever way you want, but you, like, unless that person is starting to, like, you can tell they're starting to drift off of that, like, you can't tell the other person to be themselves that much, because otherwise they won't be able to be their self, because they're just trying... Mm. To they're still, trying, yeah, like, yeah. They're trying to fit into that version of, like, what do my parents or what do my peers think is myself?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can't, like, tell someone too much,
mm-hmm.
or else they won't know what to think. Because you kind of have to, like, figure that out on your own.
Yeah, you have to figure it out for yourself.
Well, and so then, like, when
Birdie
like,
told Elton that he needed to be himself, and then Elton was like, well, what the hell am I?
Yeah.
What am I?
Like, that, I think it was the Jewish story I was telling you about,
oh.
where the man was getting up, and he was being told by this other person to, like, get himself up, brush his own teeth, like, whatever,
uh-huh.
and he was like, but where am I? Like, am I there? Am I there? Am I there? Like, right. Where am I?
Uh-huh.
And the person was like, oh, you're dumb. Like, I mean, obviously the story wasn't like that. I mean,
yeah.
He didn't say it was dumb because it was a story for, like, second graders.
Oh,
but, but, get off, Neve. But he was like, what? It's like... I mean, like,
how
that's...
do you not know where...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're right there. But mm-hmm. he's like, I could be anywhere. It's like...
Mm-hmm. You sort of can, because, like...
Yeah.
Place your consciousness somewhere else.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, if you're going to be in life, like, you need to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you also need to know where you are.
Hmm.
Like... First, you have the place where you have you,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the place where you need to make sure that you know that you is shoved into your head,
right.
and all through your body,
yeah, all through
and the head. Fact that you can move your body because yourself is in your body. And if you're like, even if you're just, like, not thinking about it, like, even if you're thinking, well, yeah, obviously I'm in my body, like, whatever, you can't just think it's, like, obvious. Because
yeah,
it's technically, it's, like, people are, like...
Bless
you. I mean, like, people are in bodies everywhere. Like, selves are in bodies everywhere. And it's not like, I mean, you might think, like, Brenna, that's so crazy to think you could, like, body switch. But if you, like, there is a part where you could think, yeah, like, why can't I do it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what's tying me here? Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people just need to know that it's like, you're not getting out of here. Like...
out of your body?
Yeah. So you need to, like, live with yourself, or else...
Do you think that you could body switch?
I mean, I wrote a paper on it, so...
You did?
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
It's in my body. Yeah, I've been telling you guys that for, like, weeks. And I, like, wrote a paper on it and everything. And why it's, like, in my binder, so yeah. I think it's at... it might be at Dad's, though.
Okay.
And it's, like... I get how you could think that you could body switch. Mm-hmm. Because...
It seems like... is separate.
Sometimes. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I know that I'm in myself, and I'm not separate from my body now, mm-hmm. but I also know that when I die, like, my body will separate from myself, I guess. And so that's also, like, the body switching thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to be there when you die, so it is sort of logical that you could body switch.
Well, like, but it's also reincarnation is, right? You leave one body and then you go into another one.
Switching bodies. Mm-hmm. But, like... but also, it's like, you need to realize that, like, while you're alive, you are... in yourself. I mean, sometimes that's so hard to, like, grasp, and that's why I'm going like that. Mm-hmm. Like, with my eyes closed.
No, I'm wondering, but yeah, you are in.
Yeah, because sometimes it's, like, so hard to realize that you're in yourself. Like, it's, like, what? Like, what the hell? Like, I know that there is someone here. Like, I am someone. But mm-hmm. it's like, wow. Like, I'm in my body. Like,
well,
I am in it.
So much. Or maybe they're just not aware of it.
Well, yeah. But if you're like, I feel like if you're like, so, you know how you put some juice in a jar and, like, you put it in there? It's like, something is like that, except with your body. It's like they have a little jar of soul. And then when you want to come into life, it's like the people have your body, like the parents make the body, and then something just pours a soul into it.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. And it's like, there's no way that anyone could, like, you can try to think of ideas of, like, how that could possibly happen.
Right.
But truly, no one is ever going to know why you are in your body. And I feel like that's why it's so hard to grasp it, because it's like, how can I be in my body? Like, how did that happen? Like, why did that happen?
Right, yeah.
Why am I this person? Why am I that person?
How did your consciousness, like, get inside of a body?
Yeah. But then also I feel like whenever I'm, like, thinking about that and I'm kind of distraught about it, it kind of helps me to jump.
Oh.
Because it's like...
That's funny. That's what Dad does. When he feels like he's not in his body. Or he stomps.
Because it's like...
jump.
And yeah.
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 Because it's almost like... you feel like everything is in your head. And when you're kind of like... when you're, I guess, like, when you're drunk even, you could be, like, you're thinking outside of your body, like, you're, like, like a zombie or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and so then,
consciousness
is you're, like, shaking yourself back into it. Like, you're, like,
yeah.
Like, you're, like, it's sinking in.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's just, like, shant. Like, slam that lid
shut.
Shake
it on down.
Yeah. Like, slam the lid in your head shut.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're not getting out. Even though you might feel like you're out, it's like you're in.
Well, sometimes, like, if I feel really spaced out, I'll go like this and I feel better. It's like, oh, it's almost like I am bringing myself back in.
Yeah. And then also, it's like, if you're like,
no, no,
oh, no,
forgetted my scarf. I hope she's, oh, shoot.
But then it's like, when you're, so you're like thinking, and sometimes you kind of remove yourself from that, like,
oh, good.
Bodily person or whatever,
mm-hmm.
But then it's like when you think about doing something, it's kind of like being yourself, like you're doing something. And so if you in yourself like tell yourself to touch yourself, uh-huh. Or like even like slap yourself or something, I don't know. Then it's easier to believe that you're yourself. Like, when you're, like, huh. If you're just, like, going like that,
uh-huh.
It doesn't really feel like you're your, like, you could be in yourself. Because that's just like that. It just means that you're moving something.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you feel yourself, like your skin,
mm-hmm.
You're like, wow, this is what I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my jar.
This is my jar.
And I'm the juice that was poured into it.
And I may as well make it my own jar.
Well, yeah, you are your own jar.
Yeah. Because
it's like, everybody looks different, so everybody has, like, a different jar.
Yeah. But
and then
it's not like somebody, you're not like a genie that somebody forced you into the jar. It's you get to be there.
True, yeah. I mean, something did kind of force you.
Maybe.
To be, I mean, like, I don't know what.
Yeah.
But it kind of feels like something forced you into being in there. Because you can't switch.
Well, yeah, and like, if you did choose, when did you choose?
Yeah. So,
people who believe in reincarnation believe that they chose before they chose their body. I mean, you know, when...
Yeah, but it's like, then why don't you remember it?
Yeah. Some people do, or they think that they do.
Well, yeah. Maybe. But then also, it's like, I feel like a lot of people would also think, like, I have such a terrible life, like, why would I want to be here? And then that's also, like, feeling kind of like you could just kill yourself and go onto another body and be like, yeah. And that's kind of why sometimes I feel like reincarnation is stupid. People who think reincarnation is real... is stupid, because there are tons of people in so many terrible situations, and it's like, why would you think that these people chose it for themselves, and they don't even know that they chose it? So it's like,
how can you think that they chose it? I mean, like in Hinduism, I think a lot of Hindus don't think that they're the ones who chose their body. They think that, like, I don't know, God chose their body, and then if they're a bad person, they turn into a dog. Although I have no idea why they would choose a beautiful, precious doggy if they were a bad person.
A precious doggy? with soft butt flaps.
Person in the whole world to be able yeah. to be a doggy.
I mean, I think like most people would want to be a doggy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like dogs are like, it's just easier. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to work.
Yeah,
you don't have to do chores.
Get people to play with you.
And eat and like, just like.
Be cute.
Yeah. It's not that hard to be a dog. But then it's unless like, you also family. Have to think. It's like. Like, some people are like, oh, I can just go on to another person. Like, it's going to be fine. Like, you don't think that, but it's like, you still kind of think that. But then you're, like, gone, and it's like, I'm not here anymore. But then you also can't think that because you're not there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Frida Kahlo was in so much physical pain, as well as emotional, that she said when she died, she was like, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back.
She did not want to be alive. No. I forget how she died, though.
But, But Frida Kahlo, like, she would have rather been someone else. I mean, surely. Well, I don't know if you're saying that.
She had a good sense of self from what I know of her. And I don't know if she would have rather been someone else. And maybe that's why she would have liked to not be in pain, and she would have liked for her husband not to cheat on her and things like that. But I think she did appreciate herself, you know, because she was an awesome artist.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
There's nothing to discover next.
And then also, it's like, a lot of people die, and a lot of people are more appreciate. Well, yeah, duh.
Everybody does, isn't that?
Like, obviously, everybody does. But then it's like, I feel like people are more appreciated after they die. It's like, it's after mm-hmm. you're dead. Mm-hmm. That people realize, oh yeah, they were actually a good person. So I feel like that's kind of like one thing that people could be like, yeah, if I like die, then I could finally be appreciated.
No, but you're not even gonna be around to know it, so.
Yeah, so why do you care?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, if you're yourself and you know you're yourself and you can be with yourself and you appreciate yourself before you let others appreciate you, then
wow, that was a big jump.
Then, like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
You're just...
Then you have more a sense of wanting to stay alive if you...
Yeah, because then you don't... Yeah, and then you're like, I don't need other people to, like... Like, other people can appreciate me, but that's not what I have to live on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's like, even if you're saying, like, oh, I just want to make other people happy because it gives me a sense of purpose or whatever, it's still kind of something like you feel like you need to be appreciated.
Yeah.
Even if you don't think, like, that you feel that you need to be appreciated, doing things like that, like, they don't just give you a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they give, like, most people a sense of self-worth.
Yeah, I mean, I think they like, do give a sense of purpose and meaning, but it is, it's self-worth as well. It's like,
yeah,
this is the meaning for my life is to give to others or to do for others.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, like, a lot of shows and stuff say that, like, your life should be dedicated to, like, philanthropy or whatever, but it's like, if you're just a philanthropist, I mean, like, if you're just always giving to other people and you're never receiving anything, then it's like,
you don't really have a self to give.
Yeah. It's like, then you're like, you're giving up your mind, body, and soul to everything that goes there, and then it's like, what do you have?
Yeah, and you don't have a sense of, like, developing who you are.
Yeah.
Creatively, or...
I feel like sometimes, like, even if you think, like, if you stop, even for, like, a week, like, even if you think that people are gonna hate you, if you don't give them that sort of attention for a week, mm-hmm. like, even if you think that's gonna happen, I mean, you should still try to, like, force yourself away from that, so then you can be just, like, doing things for yourself. Because there's also doing things for yourself for other people.
What do you mean?
Like, a lot of times, you're like, so other people are, like, judging you. They're like, oh, like, you should, like, your skin is terrible or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, it's like a weekend for myself. And you're, like, doing face masks.
Detox.
Yeah. And, like, doing all these things. I mean, that then, like, if you're thinking about what other people are thinking about while doing that,
yeah.
then you're not thinking about yourself. That's, right. like, other people's weekend.
Oh, I like that because I've always thought something like that, but I've never been able to, like, articulate it into words. And it's like, yeah, I love the way you say that, because I always thought, like, oh, yes, I deserve to have a Botox or something. It's like, what do you mean you deserve it? That's like making yourself pretty because other people don't think you're pretty.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's
if
like,
you could appreciate yourself as you are, then that's really giving to yourself.
Well, yeah, but, well, yeah. I was gonna say it could be, like, that you're doing it for yourself, but it's, like, people didn't need to do, like, cavemen didn't need to do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
they look like.
Yeah, like, they can wear, like, little loincloths and and they'll be fine.
Yeah. And they don't care that, like, their girlfriend's hair is sticking up like this because she's still helping them get the food and
yeah, it's like
pick the nits out of their hair.
Yeah, it's like, so even if you think that you're doing things for yourself, it's like you're still not technically, I mean, like, all the way doing it for yourself.
I agree.
Like, even if you're 90% doing it for yourself, there's still that 10% where it's like, you want to be presentable.
Yeah. You do it,
and it's
for,
like,
yourself so that others will like you better or something.
Yeah.
But that's not really for yourself then. Yeah. I think, like, if you go to a spa day, like if you get a massage and you go take a cedar bath or something like that, then you're really doing it for yourself, because that's not about how you present to others. That's
yeah, it's not about. Feel. Yeah, it's not about how you look. It's just that it, like, feels good. I mean, sure, you might gain some benefits along the way. Like, you might have, like, less, I don't know, like, stress stuff or whatever that makes you have acne or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, you want to take your plate to
the yeah. Yeah, but then... like, it's still, like, you're doing it not because you want to get rid of the acne, but because you want to, like, do it because it feels good or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, at the same time, you're not saying, like, oh, you need to be ugly to really right. love yourself. Yeah, to, like, no, ultimately not at all. Love yourself. But it's like, just, like...
be yourself?
Just, like, separate yourself from everyone else. And, like, you can, like... I guess sometimes even people who are, like, separate from themselves, they, like, still want to look a certain way because of something.
Wait, separate from themselves? What do you mean?
Like, separate from other people.
Oh, sorry.
Like, as in, like, if they're not relying on other people.
They're comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah, if they're comfortable in their own skin and... like, they are in themselves, then I feel like they, like, they're doing it because of something else, because it's a thing that you would be, like, told to do or something or whatever, but I feel like as long as you have a sense of self, like, you can, like, if you know that you have that, like, that's cemented in yourself, and you can go back to that whenever you need to.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Then you can do whatever you want, and, like, you don't need to worry about losing yourself, because it's always going to be there. If it was never there in the first place, then you should worry about wanting to do all this stuff. But if it's there, it's fine.
Yeah, if it wasn't there in the first place, then you probably should try to develop that sense of self. Because I think, well, and it's funny because that's one reason I meditate, is to be by myself and with myself, so I can kind of come back to myself. But people do it in different ways. I'm going to bring the bird in.
That's right. Here. So.
And so another philosophical evening with Brana Thornhill-Donna and her mama.
Goodbye.